Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
And welcome back to the beautiful ANZ Stadium in our hometown, the beautiful city of Sydney. Very overcast today, but it's going to be big. It's grand final night. We're broadcasting it live right across the Triple M network. Kickoff just after 7:30. Hope you'll join us for that. And of course, we are here thanks to Bryden's Lawyers, 1-800-848-848. We have Bryden's on deck to do an origin show, and hopefully we might even just rip in and go right across summer by demand. But thank you very much to the team at Bryden's for getting on board with our State of Origin show. And they are proud supporters of the New South Wales State of Origin side as well. Paul Kent, James Triceps Hooper, Gordon Tallis. And let's have a little bit of fun now. It is time for this.
From the makers of The Earth is Flat and I'm Only Having One Beer comes I Call BS.
Well, you know how this works. We just ask the boys, what's on your mind? What do you want to get off your chest? It can be rugby league related, but it doesn't have to be. So I Call BS. Let's start with you, James Triceps Hooper.
Well, Anthony, not for the first time, social media has lit up and gone burko about this Castle Hill RSL incident from earlier in the year when you promised that you would get breast implants if the Parramatta Eels made the top four. And so as a result, I would now like to welcome to the program our eyewitness, Chris from Castle Hill. Chris, hello. And please just talk us through so we can get your version of events, exactly what happened out there on the evening in question.
Hello, Triple M listeners, and hello, Anthony Maroon. Listen, yeah. I just want to clear something up, mate. No, mate, listen, let me speak. I was an attendee at Maroon's Trivia. G'day, Gordy. I was an attendee at Maroon's Trivia at the Castle Hill RSL on a Thursday night back in February. It would have probably been about 50 or 60 people in attendance. There was a table of para fans, you know, chirping up the front, you know, all harmless banter and all that. And Maroon fires back and said, "Dead set, you lot." And this is a direct quote. "Dead set, you lot. I'll tell you all right now, if the Parramatta Eels make the top four, I will get breast implants." Maroon, right. Am I right or am I right?
This is absolute. Where do you live, Chris?
Maroon? Castle Hill, mate. Castle Hill.
Okay, well, you're not the guy that rang, that texted Kenty with the, that started
well, actually,
all this.
Anthony, mate, it's funny to say that. PK is a I know PK through an acquaintance, and yeah. You know, as soon as this happened, I thought I've got to tip PK into this because right. You know, as we all know, given Maroon's record for making unsubstantiated bets, I thought you know, yeah, I'll pass it on to PK.
Well, but, Chris,
one of the paraffins said, "We'll hold you to that," right? And within minutes, and I don't think you boys will believe this, but it's true. Maroon then proceeded to conduct what I can only describe as a shakedown by interrogating people. table. It was intimidating and it was completely inappropriate.
Right.
Well, Chris, I'll tell you what happened in the interim between the statement that he made and the shakedown was at 7:53 on Thursday, January 23. I sent Anthony a message.
Hang on, February.
He said January.
Oh,
no, we can play this back for you later because we know you're getting old and senile, but let me say this.
Sorry, it was January. Sorry.
Oh. Yeah,
but anyway, I wrote a text to you, Anthony. I said, "Get ready for the breast implants, buddy." You wrote back, "What are you talking about?"
Exactly.
So, Anthony, I think you're a compulsive liar. I said, "Eels might make the top four," at which point you wrote back, "I have no idea what you're talking about."
There you go.
I said, "The entire crowd at Castle Hill RSL does." You wrote back, "I'm at home."
There you go.
People, Anthony.
But I clearly have made no reference to...
Do we need to go to the Rocket Industry invoices?
Listen, you were deliberately thrown off. No. You know there's no invoices.
No.
That supports his case.
Chris, I don't know who you are, but you just congratulations, mate. You've got yourself barred. A lifetime ban of any trivia night I host. You are barred. And look out, mate, if I see you in the street, straight into a karate stance.
Have a good day, boys.
Thanks, Chris.
Oh, what about that guy? Where did you find him?
Well, we found him at Castle of the Rail ourselves.
Yeah, oh, it happened in January.
I've got the date here, Anthony.
Good Lord.
I've got your whole denial. You try to pretend you're at home.
I wasn't. Well, if I said I was at home, let's put the whole thing to bed. I've told you on the text I'm at home. You're smarter than that, Paul. Oops, I expect
Anthony,
this.
All it takes is a phone call to Castle Hill RSL to confirm you host a trivia night there, Thursday, January 23 in the evening, and your whole alibi is shot to bits, mate.
Look, you've got this bloke, and I've never heard of
come
him.
Come on, Anthony.
I don't know him.
Just admit it, mate.
What I would suggest to you two, and I'm going to call BS on you two, it's grand final day. Have you guys done any work on the grand final? You've done all you've
spoken
spent,
about it for the opening half hour
an
of the
hour
program.
And 12 minutes
We've got a grand final legend on in Gordon Tallis, who's wearing his grand final ring, one of them. Yeah, he's picked up on this day, so we've done plenty of.
All right, okay. Yeah. I call. All right, who would like to call BS next?
Yeah, I'll call BS on the grand final entertainment. Anthony, look, we've been here. The stadium isn't open yet to the general public, but we've been here and through the day, from various times, as a bit of a rehearsal for later in the evening. Music has started up over the speakers. We've heard AC/DC, various songs from AC/DC, and yet when they're Grand Final Entertainment begins, it's Amy Shark.
Mm.
Now, if they're pumping up the crowd with AC/DC type music during the day, I know they can't get AC/DC here, but wouldn't you go with some more Aussie rock rather than Amy Shark?
I don't know any Amy Shark songs.
Neither do I. I can't help you there.
The Lone Ranger.
I'll tell you what else I want to call quickly BS on too, and I say this respectfully to people like Ryan Hoffman. Ryan Hoffman did the press conference yesterday for Melbourne Storm. Now, Anthony, I went to the NFL Grand Super Bowl some years back. Super Bowl Monday, they have every player from every from both squads available. Tuesday, you have the coach, you have the top six players in their squad available. That's the quarterback, the star wide receiver, the star cornerback, defensive end, whatever it is in that team. The NFL picks the six most popular players. They do the press conference again on Tuesday for a full hour. They have to be there. They do it again on Wednesday for a full hour, the same people. And then on Thursday, the NFL does this thing whereby they pick six people to represent the media who go to the training and again talk to those people. Every day the coach speaks, every day the quarterback speaks, because it's the biggest game of the year.
Yeah.
For both teams this week, and it's not just these teams, it's every year in the grand final, for teams to not be able to sit down and have the coach every day, the captain every day, it's just embarrassing. And like I said, with due respect to Ryan Hoffman, people know him only as a player who played 4 or 5 years ago. No one knows he's on the staff at the Storm anymore.
Mm.
Tell us that these people, for the biggest game of the year, can't give even 15 minutes. In the NFL, it's an hour every day. If they can't give 15 minutes to sell the game, I reckon it's terrible. And it follows over now into, we talk about a state of origin and how state of origin is this game that we've got this little bit of magic dust on that no other games have been able to repeat. And we all talk about state of origin as the benchmark competition anywhere in the world. We've just had an opportunity now to have a documentary made which Netflix and Stan and all those were already in the process of bidding for. And because Wayne Bennett doesn't want to be in camp, it's all been canned. Nobody can convince Bennett to allow them to have the cameras in camp. I know there's a couple of things that was in the negotiations. Things weren't quite as clear-cut as we've been made to believe. But the fact is, the NRL should step in at some point and say, listen, guys, we need to sell this game. And this year, more than ever, should have shown the importance of getting out and selling the game.
Yeah, well, we might have an opportunity later on to discuss that in further detail, Paul. What about you, Gordon? Would you like to call BS?
Yeah, it's a bit on Kenty's point. I've always been one that people that go there, and I know it's part of the game now, but people that complain about the halftime entertainment or the pregame entertainment, I don't buy a grand final ticket to go watch some person come and sing. I go to watch the game, and I know it's part of it now and all that, but you know, people were bagging, I think, the AFL's, you know, pre-match entertainment. Well, they can't get any international stars. this year. You can't get the big names. And normally when that comes on anyway, you're normally going to the toilet, the Brasco, or going to get a feed or a couple of beers to come back and sit down. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you're not even watching it. It's like the last little bit before you, you know, go there and get in your seat to watch the game. So I always go to watch, you know, the footy, but I'm a footy fan, so.
But that's the point, Gordon. You're a footy fan, whereas what the NRL and the AFL both use their grand final through their entertainment is to try to appeal to those people who aren't necessarily NRL or AFL fans. And by putting on entertainment and showing everybody what they're capable of, you're hopefully attracting those people in future. That's the point of it.
All right, boys, we'll take a quick break and we'll come back. There's plenty to get through our grand final special.
Yeah, come back to Wayne Bennett, not letting media in.
Yeah, we will come back to that. We'll do that. Talk about that next, actually. Wayne Bennett is now the coach, obviously, the Queensland Origin side, and he won't let Karl Stefanovic in with his cameras to film a documentary on the Origin series. But we'll take a break and come back and talk about that as Triple M rocks the grand final.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.